Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to do something that separates a loop that plays from a groove that hunts you down the street. We're talking Jungle Warfare style ghost notes, those in between hits that make jungle and drum and bass feel alive, rolling and aggressive without turning into a messy second drum loop. By the end, you'll have a main anchor break, a dedicated ghost note layer built in MIDI for total control, a tight shaping chain using stock devices, and a simple way to arrange your ghosts so they evolve across 16 to 32 bars like proper jungle. Alright, Ableton Live 12 open. Let's set the battlefield. First, session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 176 BPM. I'm going to park it at 172. That's a sweet spot. Fast enough to roll, slow enough to hear what you're doing. Set global quantization to 1 bar, so launching and switching clip stays clean while you test variations. Now grab your break sample. Amen-ish, think-ish, hot pants, whatever you like. Drop it on an audio track. Open the clip. Turn warp on and set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be on transient. And bring the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70. Here's the teacher note. Beats mode is one of the quickest ways to keep the snap and the teeth of a break while you speed it up. If you smear transients at jungle tempo, the whole groove turns soft and you'll overcompensate later with loudness. We don't want that. Next, build the anchor break. This is important. Ghost notes are not there to rescue a weak break. They're there to add motion under something that already hits. So get the break looping cleanly so 1 bar is 1 bar, or 2 bars is 2 bars. Add drum bus lightly. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Boom. Keep it low, maybe 0 to 15, and only if it's not getting flubby. Damp somewhere around 30 to 60. Then EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz just to clear out junk. If it's boxy, do a small cut around 200 to 400. If it's dull, a tiny lift somewhere 5 to 9k. Pause and listen. If this break doesn't already slap a bit, fix that before you do anything else, because ghost notes will multiply whatever problem you already have. Now we build the ghosts. Create a new MIDI track and name it Ghosts. Load a drum rack. We're going to populate this rack with short, fast EQ one shots. Think ticks, not notes. Add a ghost snare sound. This can be a papery rim, a side stick, a filtered snare, even a tiny snare chop that doesn't have a long tail. Add a tight hat, closed hat or ride tick. Optionally add a tiny kick tap, but make sure it's short and has basically no sub. This is not a second kick, it's a little footstep. Optionally add a percussion tick, woodblock, clave, clicky foley, whatever fits the vibe. Coach note, ghost notes work best when the sound ends quickly. Long tails blur timing, and then you start eking and compressing to fix what the sample length caused. So we control length early. Let's program a 1-bar Jungle Warfare style ghost pattern. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on ghosts. Start with a 16th note grid. We'll get fancy later. Here's the core idea. Ghosts answer the main snare, and they fill gaps without stepping on the main story. So put quiet snare ticks around the backbeat. Try placing ghost snare notes at 1.2.3, 1.2.4, 1.4.1, and 1.4.4. Those are classic little pressure points that build urgency into the snare moment. Now hats. Put hats on every 16th as a starting point, then remove a few steps so it breathes. For example, remove 1.3.3 and 1.4.3. You don't have to copy those exact gaps, but you want the feeling of air. Jungle isn't a straight robot hat line. It's controlled chaos. Now the part that actually creates groove. Velocity shaping. In the MIDI editor, open the velocity lane. Most ghost hits should sit around velocity 25 to 45. Then you can do occasional accents, still ghosty, around 50 to 70. The goal is not loud and quiet. The goal is alive and breathing. Here's a great trick. Draw a wave shape per beat. Quieter at the start of the beat. Slightly louder leading into the main snare. Especially the notes right before the backbeat. That's where the momentum lies. And don't forget, note length is also groove control. Shorten most of these notes aggressively. For hats and ticks, aim for something like 10 to 40 milliseconds. For ghost snare or rim, 20 to 70 milliseconds. What you're doing is teaching your ear to interpret these as touches and rebounds, not as new drum parts. Long notes feel like another layer. Short notes feel like ghost energy. Now micro timing. This is where the roll appears. If you leave everything snap to the grid, it can work, but it tends to feel like a programmed exercise instead of a pocket. So nudge a few hats late by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. Then nudge a couple of the snare ghosts early by about 3 to 8 milliseconds. Important! Don't randomize everything. Jungle timing is often grouped, not chaotic. Try making all hats in B2 slightly late. Try making a pair of pre-snare notes slightly early. The listener needs a repeatable pocket to latch onto. And one more pro pocket move. Build a no-fly zone around the real snare. Even if you like dense rolls, try to keep the 10 to 25 milliseconds right before and right after the main snare relatively clear. That tiny gap makes the snare feel bigger and punchier than most EQ moves. Okay, now we shape the ghost layer with a tight stock chain. On the ghost's track, put EQ 8 first. High pass somewhere between 150 and 300 Hz depending on your samples. You're clearing low mid clutter because ghosts are about movement, not weight. If it sounds papery or boxy, dip 2 to 5 dB around 400 to 800. If it's too bright, do a gentle shelf down around 10K. Classic jungle ghosts often sit darker than you think. Next, drum bus. Drive 1 to 4. Crunch 5 to 15, but be careful because crunchy hats can get painful fast at 172. Now the magic setting. Transience. Push it somewhere from plus 5 to plus 20 so quiet hits still speak. That's a huge concept. Transient first, not volume first. If you turn ghosts up too much, they stop being ghosts. But if you sharpen the transient, you can keep them quiet and still feel them. Boom should usually be off for ghosts. We're not making low end here. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1, and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're controlling peaks and making the layer behave, not smashing it. Then utility at the end, and here is your mixing rule. Turn the ghost track down until you miss it when muted, but it's not obvious when it's playing. Let me say that again, because it's basically the whole philosophy. If the groove collapses when you mute the ghosts, you nailed it. If you can clearly identify every ghost hit, they're not ghosts anymore. Quick extra check. Do a mono test early. Drop utility on the ghost's track and toggle mono. If the tick vanishes or turns nasty, you're probably relying on stereo widening somewhere. For ghosts, you usually want them stable and centered. Let the main break and atmosphere provide width. Now, blending with the main break. If your main break already has hats and internal ghosts, your MIDI ghosts need their own pocket. Two ways to do it. One is frequency separation. Let the main break keep more body in the 200 to 4K area. Let the ghost layer keep more tick, like 2K to 12K and less low mids. Second option is sidechain the ghosts to the main snare. Add a compressor on the ghost's track. Enable sidechain input from the main snare or the break track. Use fast attack, medium release, and only duck 1 to 2 dB when the snare hits. That tiny dip keeps the backbeat clean, while the ghosts still roll around it. Now we arrange it like jungle warfare. Pressure builds over time. Ghost notes become powerful when they change, subtly, across sections. Here's a clean 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4. Minimal ghosts, mostly hats. Low velocity. Bars 5 to 8. Add the snare ghosts and a touch more swing. Bars 9 to 12. Add one or two extra hat 32 NDS before the snare is tiny fills. Bars 13 to 16. Slightly higher velocity and a subtle saturation push. In Ableton, you can do this by duplicating the clip and making small edits, or by using automation. Automation ideas that work really well. Automate a EQ8 high pass on the ghosts from about 250 down to 180 as you enter the drop. That opens the layer without making it louder. Automate drum bus transients from plus 8 up to plus 18 over the section for more bite. Automate utility gain from 0 up to maybe plus 1.5 dB over time. Keep these changes subtle. Jungle is about pressure building, not obvious edits. Now, a live 12 power move for arrangement. Probability. Instead of writing 10 different ghost clips, set probability on notes. Make core hits 80 to 100%, embellishments 20 to 50%. Rare signature notes 5 to 15%. Over 32 bars, it evolves naturally. It feels performed, not copy-pasted. Let's add a couple advanced variations quickly, because these are the little jungle language moves. First, call and response bars. Think in two-bar logic instead of one. Bar is sparse, mostly hats. Bar bead answers with extra pre-snare ticks. Then when you duplicate across the arrangement, only change two or three notes each time. That's enough to keep hypnosis without chaos. Second, triplet injections without going full shuffle. Right before the backbeat, switch grid to 1/12 or 1/24 and add two very quiet notes. Keep velocities low and lengths tiny. It reads as urgency, like a drummer rushing the snare, without changing the whole groove. Third, Ghost Flam pairs. Duplicate Ghost Snare Note. Place the duplicate 8 to 18 milliseconds later, and lower its velocity by 8 to 20. You get chew and thickness without reverb. Sound design bonus. Make a purpose-built ghost snare from your main snare. Duplicate your main snare sample onto a new drum rack pad. Inside that pad chain, put auto filter. If it's too pokey, low pass around 4 to 8K. If it's boxy, band pass and sweep until you find a papery tone that sits under the main crack. Add gentle saturator, soft clip, and lower the pad volume. This makes the ghosts feel like they belong to the same drum family, which is a very classic jungle glue. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If your ghost notes are too loud, you'll hear them as a second loop. Fix with velocity and note length before you touch volume. If there's too much low mid in the ghost snare, your break turns to cardboard. High pass more, cut 400 to 800, shorten note tails. If your timing is over-randomized, it's not human, it's sloppy. Use intentional, grouped nudges. And if you run the same ghost pattern for 64 bars, the track stops breathing. Variation is part of the genre. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice plan you can actually repeat. Pick one break at 172. Create a ghost layer with hats only, 16 THS. Remove 3 to 5 steps per bar. Velocity range 20 to 55. Add two snare ghosts that lead into the main snare. Micro time it. 3 hats late by about plus 8 ms. 2 snare ghosts early by about minus 5 ms. Make two versions. A is minimal for intro, B is more active for the drop. Arrange. A for 8 bars, B for 8 bars, then A for 4 bars like a breakdown tease.